This is KBOG's Heart of the Arts podcast. I'm Greg Kostraba. The Phoenix Chamber Music Society presents a program curated by composer-in-residence and violist Nokutula Nguinyama Saturday afternoon, February 8th at 2 at the Pasternak Salon in Phoenix. Tula is on the phone from New York City. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. The Composer's Choice Concert, now it's an annual event, but it's a little different than your typical classical music concert. Tell us about the concept behind it.
It was started 4 years ago. The first three annual events were held at ASU Care Cultural Center. This one is being held at the Pasternak Studio in collaboration with the Phoenix Chamber Music Society and Peace Mama Productions. I like to think of Composer's Choice as a modern Schubertéade. And so during a Schubertéade, friends and admirers of Schubert would come together to perform his music so that it could be heard and it could be shared with the public. Composer's Choice does that with different composers who are featured on the program, whose music is performed by wonderful artists who come in to perform that music. For this year's Composer's Choice, my music will be featured along with David Ludwig and Louise Ferenc, as well as with Billy Strayhorn, who was a longtime band member and bandmate of Duke Ellington. So the composers then get to, the composers that are living anyway, get to work with the artists who come in and workshop their pieces and present them in a way that so often with classical music, players don't get to do, because we don't get to interact with the composers who are no longer with us, but we can at least interact with their scores. So that's why Louise Ferenc, the fabulous 19th century composer and pianist who taught at the Paris Conservatory, whose works are not heard that often, is also featured. There is a different kind of spirit to a Composer's Choice concert than there would be to a Phoenix Chamber Music concert, a little bit more vibrant, a little more current. But then also, since it is a Composer's Choice, the composers can basically think about, well, am I studying scores by Louise Ferenc, for example, the fabulous 19th century composer and pianist who taught at the Paris Conservatory? Or am I studying scores written by Chevalier de Saint-Georges? Or am I studying scores written by David Ludwig?
How did you decide on the musicians that'll be performing on this concert?
This year, Bella Ristova, who's an amazing violinist who played with the Phoenix Symphony about a month and a half ago, she will be performing Miasma for solo violin, which was written for her by me. And so I wanted her to come and share this music with the community, to be able to record it and to be able to work with her on the presentation of the piece. And then David Ludwig, I know his music. I've been a longtime admirer of his, and I've been wanting to spend more time with his scores. And so I asked Bella Ristova, who happens to be his wife, joining me, and Ruggero Alifranchini, who is the other violinist, to workshop and perform Rule of Three, which is a trio that David Ludwig wrote in 2015. And so she said yes. So it's a wonderful way to be able to collaborate together.
That's right. And so it's your music and David Ludwig's music and Louise Ferenc, who you mentioned, fabulous composer,
yes,
as you said. Tell us about the other musicians that are going to be performing and what they're going to play.
Well, we also have a piece by Billy Strayhorn, who worked for three decades with Duke Ellington, Christopher O'Reilly, the wonderful pianist and also radio host. He arranged Chelsea Bridge by Billy Strayhorn. So he will be coming to play the Louise Ferenc piano quintet and three chansons by David Ludwig, in addition to his own arrangement of Chelsea Bridge by Billy Strayhorn. And he's also going to be playing Remembrance for viola and piano with me, written by me as well. So he's got a lot of playing on the program. Lots of piano for the people who love to hear piano. We also have Thomas Landschut, who is the cello professor at Arizona State University. He will be performing three chansons as well as in the piano quintet. And then we have Ruggero Alifranchini, whom I mentioned before, on violin, who will be performing in the Ferenc and also in the Ludwig. And lastly, we've got another Valley favorite, Nicolas Villa-Lobos, on bass, who will be joining us for the piano quintet by Louise Ferenc. So it's a really nice group of musicians who are going to be coming together next week. And we're just looking forward to presenting these pieces to the public.
My next question for you is about you and your writing. When you write a piece of music, do you write for a particular performer in mind? Do you just write whatever strikes your fancy or some literary inspiration?
All of the above. So when I receive a commission, I generally write for that performer. So, for example, when Bela Ristova commissioned Miasma, it was during the early days of COVID, before we really knew much about it. So I wrote for her and her incredible technique, but also put in patterns of the RNA, ACDs, and U's being wild. So she plays a lot of patterns using the notes A, C, and D, and then the U can be whatever in the scale, whatever note in the scale might be inputted. So that's a piece written for the performer and for the times. Sometimes I'll read something and it will move me, and I will write about the feeling of those statements or a concept. I just wrote a piece for the Takash Quartet, and that was more just thinking about what kind of musical statement could be made with a string quartet, given the legacy, the incredible legacy of musical statements made with the string quartet by some of the greatest composers who ever lived. And then in the research of thinking about how to use a string quartet in probably in a maximalist way, coming up with the idea of flow and the concept of flow from the beginning of time. So just going really, really big. So sometimes concepts will inspire me, or the sound of the Big Bang. So I listen to that sound, which was recorded, at least the electromagnetic event of the creation of the universe, which can be translated into sound. So hearing that inspires me. So it's kind of all of the above.
And you're finding lots of people commissioning music from you.
Yes, I've been very fortunate, and I'm just so thankful to the Phoenix Chamber Music Society and to Janet Green for encouraging me to write and supporting a composer in residence position with them. I think it's the only composer in residence position for a chamber music society in the country.
I've never heard of one either, so it's very, very exciting. Tula, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Violist and composer Nokutula Nguinyama curates, hosts, and performs on the Phoenix Chamber Music Society's Composer's Choice Concert, Saturday afternoon, February 8th at 2 at the Pasternak Salon, 745 East Maryland Avenue in Phoenix. More information and tickets are available at phoenixchambermusicsociety.org. For the KBOC Heart of the Arts podcast, I'm Greg Kostraba.